So the rain's going to come in the form of sort of heavy showers or longer periods of rain. There will be a risk of some isolated thunderstorms as well, but that'll be more so tomorrow afternoon. But over the next 24 hours, really from this evening until Thursday evening, we're looking at around rainfall accumulations of 30 to 40 millimetres and possibly locally up to 50 millimetres in some areas, which could cause some spot flooding in places.
And looking ahead to the days that will follow that, Kenneth, you have put it out there that there could be a named storm this weekend.
Yeah, so it's actually looking like there could be a named storm this weekend. It's actually an ex-tropical storm that's come across from just the warmer waters in the North Atlantic. At the moment, it's looking like we're going to actually see some heavy rain again this weekend, but possibly until Saturday morning and much of Saturday. So with the flooding risk over the next 24 hours, on top of that, we're going to have the risk of further flooding this weekend. So the ground's going to be very waterlogged. There could be some spot flooding, even flash flooding in places. And I suppose then looking into Saturday afternoon, evening, and into Sunday morning, there's going to be a risk of maybe some strong winds as well across parts of the west and northwest.
Is it too early to say how maybe bad or severe this potential storm will be?
The storm Erin at the minute is actually the ex-tropical or the ex-hurricane, which is currently located off the west-northwest of Ireland. It's not really doing much damage at the minute. It's just getting big seas in places this week. But at the weekend, there is probably going to be more of an impact than what we've been seeing the last couple of days, with heavy rain, flooding, and possibly some strong winds, as I said there, into Saturday evening, Saturday night, and into Sunday morning as well. Over the next, I suppose, 24 to 48 hours, when models start to come more in the line, we should know more information, and I'd say there will potentially possibly be warnings issued.